Flat rate vs. time and materials pricing. The real trade-offs between flat rate priced by the job and time and materials priced by the clock billing. How each works, where each wins, and why most established shops land on flat rate for service. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. There are two basic ways to charge for a repair, by the clock or by the job. Time and materials T&M bills the hours you spend plus the parts you install plus a markup. Flat rate gives the customer one upfront price for the task no matter how long it takes you. Both can be run honestly and both can be run badly. Which one fits depends on your shop, your customers, and how disciplined you are about knowing your costs. This is the decision under every invoice you write. How it works. T&M is intuitive. The clock runs. You log parts. You add markup. You bill it. The customer pays for exactly what happened. The catch is that the customer carries the risk of how long it takes, and a slow tech, a tough diagnosis, or a stuck bolt all land on their bill. That feels unfair to homeowners, and it punishes you for getting faster and better, since efficiency lowers your own revenue. Flat rate flips the risk. You've pre-priced common tasks in a book built from your true hourly cost times a realistic task time, plus parts and margin. The customer sees the price before you start and approves it. Now the speed risk is yours. Beat your estimated time and you make more per hour. Run long and you eat it. Over many jobs it averages out to the margin you designed in, and the customer gets price certainty. In the field, running T&M honestly. Track your time accurately. Mark up parts at a consistent and defensible percentage, and tell the customer your hourly rate and a ballpark up front so the final bill isn't a shock. The fairness problem is real. So set expectations. I bill X per hour plus parts. This usually runs about Y, but I'll tell you the moment it's looking like more. Running flat rate honestly. Build the book correctly. A flat rate price is your true cost per hour, the foundation number every shop needs multiplied by the typical time the task takes, plus the part at your markup, plus your target margin. Quote it before you touch a wrench. Get a yes, then do the work. The price reflects the value and the typical effort of the task, not the stopwatch on this particular call, where each tends to win. Flat rate shines for residential service and repair. Homeowners strongly prefer knowing the price before they commit, and it stops every job from becoming a negotiation about your clock speed. T&M fits unpredictable or open-ended work, a major retrofit, a commercial troubleshooting call into an unfamiliar system, water damage remediation, anything where you genuinely can't scope the effort, and the customer, often a property manager, understands and accepts hourly billing. Common faults and what they mean. Flat rate priced off a guest task time. If your book's labor times are wishful, your flat rate loses money on every slow job. Build times from real history. Flat rate book never updated. Parts cost and your true hourly cost drift up. A stale book quietly erodes margin until you're working for free. T&M and the customer feels nickel and dimed. No upfront ballpark. Surprise final bill. That's a trust break even when the math is right. T&M punishing your best techs. The faster they work, the less the job bills. That's backwards, and it's the core argument for flat rate. Why is a 20-minute capacitor swap $X? Colon the flat rate price covers the truck, the stocked part, the warranty, the diagnostic skill, and the drive, not 20 minutes of labor. If you can't explain that, you'll lose the objection. Tech tips and gotchas. Flat rate is only honest if the book is honest. Inflated task times, where junk fee padding is how flat rate earned a bad name in some corners of the trade. Build the price on your real costs and a fair margin, and you can defend every number in it without flinching. You cannot run flat rate without knowing your true hourly cost first. The whole model is true cost per hour times honest task time plus parts plus margin. Dip the cost per hour homework, and your book is just numbers you made up, guaranteed to be wrong in one direction or the other. T&M secretly penalizes improvement. The better and faster your crew gets, the less each job bills under T&M, so your own success shrinks your revenue. Flat rate rewards getting good, because the price holds while your time drops. That alone pushes most growing shops toward flat rate for service. Diagnostics is its own line either way. Whether you flat rate the repair or bill at T&M, the diagnostic/service call fee is a separate charge for finding the problem. Don't bury it. Name it and collect it. You can blend them. Plenty of shops flat rate standard repairs and switch to T&M for genuinely unscoped work, telling the customer which one applies and why. That's not inconsistency. That's using the right tool for the job. Whatever you choose, get the yes before the work. The cardinal rule under both models, the customer approves the price or the rate and ballpark before you start. Surprise invoices are how you lose people, regardless of which model produced the number.